The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It is Thursday. We're in the midst of an utterly unprecedented moment in American history. When you say something like that and you mean it entirely seriously, you understand that you could talk for days trying to unravel it. We thought we'd cut to the chase and bring in our friend, the wonderful Sebastian Gorka, part of the Salem Radio faculty. Sebastian, thrilled to have you. Thanks for being with us.
It's been far too long, Eric, but I'm excited to be back. And before we begin, I just I want to say something that's connected to, I think, the last time we met personally, which was at the last day of the RNC convention at the White House. And I want to shock all of your listeners. Eric Metaxas is a manly man. Know what I mean? Good on you, Eric.
I hope not too many of them are shocked, Sebastian. I think that when you're as big and manly as you are, you know, you look at somebody like me and you'll have your questions. I'd like to think your average person would not have those questions. But if I look like a manly man to you at any point, let me just say, praise the Lord. Thank you.
You don't look like one, Eric. You proved yourself to be one. That's all I'm saying.
I of course, I have no idea what you're referring to, as my lawyers have told me to say.
My lips are sealed. Just go to DuckDuckGo and look it up.
Oh, please don't. All right. Now, listen, first of all, before we leap into the substance here, I want to make sure with my engineer, is Sebastian's audio coming in clear? Because he's got important things to say. Just want to make sure we don't miss anything. Very clear. Sebastian, my friend, my brother, my fellow patriot, we are going through some strange things. Today is Thursday, the 9th, the 10th?
10th.
Tell us, where do you think we are? What is happening in this nation?
So we have witnessed, we are in the midst of a legal, political, and moral battle to stop the largest scale election fraud in American history, and maybe in the history of you know, modern politics. The fact is, we've seen the evidence. If it's suitcases of ballots being secretly pulled out from under a table in Georgia after the GOP poll watchers were escorted out of the building, whether it's the now hundreds of affidavits from even Democrat poll workers who witnessed felony election fraud or were involved in it, two truck drivers, contractors for the U.S. Postal Service who have lost their jobs because they went on the record to say they were ordered to ship across state lines, which is another felony, hundreds of thousands of pristine mail-in ballots that with nary a fold on them so they could be counted after the counts were quote-unquote closed in those four battleground states where the president was winning. We can go on and on and on. We know it was stolen. The media is gaslighting America. First, they said there was no election fraud. Then they say there was no systemic election fraud. And now, 5 weeks later, they're saying, well, it's not enough to overturn the elections. You don't even need the empirical evidence, Eric. It is plain for anyone who has a pulse and has an IQ that's in triple digits. There is no way on God's green earth that a decrepit, cognitively challenged man like Joe Biden, who has been a machine politician for 47 years, got more votes than the first black American president. It is absolutely clear this election was stolen. The president is fighting Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Joe DiGenova, a handful of people, Victoria Tansing are fighting. But the question, like everything else, Eric, you know this, you've written the books, whether it's Bonhoeffer, whether it's the stories of great, great men or great women. This problem boils down to one thing and one thing alone, courage. And the president said it so succinctly 2 days ago at that vaccine summit in the White House. He said, there's only one real issue here. Will a few judges, will some of Supreme Court associate justices and given state legislatures have the spine to do the right thing? It's down to the wire, and we will soon find out, my friend.
I just have so much I want to ask you. First of all, I just read this morning that a Senate committee is going to be looking into election fraud. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've heard the news. I haven't verified it, but it's irrelevant. I mean, in the last 4 years, what has the Senate done in the interest of truth, in the interest of veracity? This man, Donald Trump, who didn't want to be president, isn't a politician, was pilloried, was smeared, was libeled for 4 years. He was called a Russian asset while they were actually Chinese assets in bed with people like Eric Swalwell. And what did the Senate do? Was there one subpoena from the vaunted Lindsey Graham? Of course there wasn't. These are all members of the swamp with the rare exception. They're all people who are guests on my show, America First, or on your show. You know who they are. It's Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marshall Blackburn, Louis Gohmert, Lee Zeldin. By the time you hit double figures, that's it. I didn't come up with it. I think Bannon popularized it. We here in D.C., we have a uni party. It is not GOP vice Democrats. It is one giant amorphous blob. And that's why they have to take Donald Trump down, whether it's trying to impeach him last year or whether it's trying to steal this election, because he is not owned by any of them. And he is a mortal threat to the establishment here in the swamp.
It's funny because for years, people have said that to me, that there's one party, there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. And I would blanch at that. I would say that's so cynical. And look, to some extent it is. In other words, I think that you can have people that are not ideal. They're not Donald Trump in terms of heroism or getting things done, but they're neither are they Hillary Clinton. At the same time, if anything has been shown to the American people since the election of Trump, is that, yes, there's this thing called the swamp, and that most Republicans are more in bed with the swamp than not. Let's put it that way. They may not be Eric Swalwell. They may not be Joe Biden, but neither are they patriots. And that is horrifying. And so we're at this moment, we've arrived at this moment, and you know this, because of Trump, because Trump is such a fighter that he's not been willing to play patty cake with the devil and with those nefarious forces in the U.S. He said, I'm going to take them on. And you know, it's funny, Sebastian, you almost have to wonder why. Who would dream that Trump would be elected and that he would come into the White House and he would be the one to do this? I mean, it's just extraordinary. But it's because of that that the dark forces have come out. They could be in hiding under other GOP presidencies and other GOP candidacies. But this time they've been forced to come out. We see them. We see who their friends and allies are. So, the question is, we're going to have to go to a break. I think is my staff telling me that we're going to a break. We're going to go to a break in just a moment. Folks, we're going to be back. I have the joy of speaking with my Salem faculty colleague, as he puts it, Sebastian Gorka. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for our newsletter since we're being shut down everywhere else. And we'll be right back.
Folks, before we go, we must remind you, we are doing a campaign with CSI to free slaves. I kept misspeaking and saying in South Sudan. These slaves are usually from South Sudan, but the Muslim radicals who have enslaved them are in northern Sudan. And we can do something about it. This is genuine slavery in our time. That's the worst news conceivable, that people could be treated like that. But here's the great news. We can actually do something about it thanks to CSI. Go to our website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. Anything you can do, folks. This is a mitzvah. You do a good deed, it just goes into the record books in history. You've done something wonderful with your money. Please go to metaxastalk.com. Click on the CSI banner. Do it in the name of somebody for Christmas. Greatest gift anyone could get. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka. And when I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka, I'm inclined to speak less, which I know most people think is a good thing. Sebastian, I got to ask you again, where do you think we are now? What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to be in D.C. this Saturday. There is a Jericho March, Stop the Steal. There's tons of people converging for prayer and all kinds of things. A lot of us feel, and I know you do too, that at the heart, this is a spiritual battle. This is good and evil. When you're dealing with Marxism, when you're dealing with Chinese communism and people in this government who are willing to work with the Chinese communists to not only to deprive the Chinese of freedom, but to deprive Americans of freedom. You understand it's the spiritual battle. There's nothing more wicked than the forces of atheist Marxism around the world. What do you think is going to happen in the next week? So what are some of the possibilities? And first, real question, what do you make of the Sidney Powell Dominion stuff? What do you think can happen with that? Anything?
Well, first things first, you're absolutely right about the context. There's a reason I called my latest book The War for America's Soul, because this is a spiritual battle and it is a war. Look at who this man is. And it's not an accident that a handful of good guys in the intelligence community dubbed the 45th president Cyrus soon after he came into office. There's a reason. Look at the key metrics. We have the most pro-life president in modern history, in Donald Trump.
Hilarious. It's just hilarious that he is the most pro-life president.
I mean, I love Ronald Reagan, but Donald Trump is likely is more pro-life than the Gipper ever was. We have a man who, for the first time after the 8 years of Obama, was prepared to use the word evil, to describe things like ISIS, the organization that beheads Christians and apostates and then videos that beheading, a word that wasn't allowed to be used when the Obama administration was in control. I can tell you that because I was in the Defense Department when Obama said, oh, no, ISIS, it's about poverty and disenfranchised brown people in the Middle East. No, it's about evil, irrespective of skin color. So it is a war against the forces of darkness. What's going to happen? It's up to us. It's up to us. He's done enough in the last 4 years, has he not? He's been pilloried. He's been lambasted. His 10-year-old son was attacked. His wife was criticized. Everybody who worked for him, me included, was called a Nazi, a white supremacist. I think he's done enough. Now it's up to us. And every single one of your viewers has to stand up and be counted. You have to step into the arena. You have to put pressure on your local executives, on the governors, on the state houses, because the U.S. Constitution is clear. It's not the people who elect the president, it's the Electoral College. And the rules for how the election is done is in the hands of each state house. It's not federally controlled. And the state houses must not verify a clearly fraudulent election. And I don't care where you live, if it's a battleground state or not, you must call, you must write, you must email every single state representative and say, if they dare to endorse, to verify a clearly fraudulent election, they will never, ever be reelected into office. And if they fail to endorse it, which is great, then there's no 270 mandate for Biden or the president. It goes to what is called a contingent election as per the Constitution. And the House of Representatives elects the new president, not on members, but on a one vote per state party line. And right now, the GOP on that measure outnumbers the Democrats, and the president will be reelected. And we've done it before. Thomas Jefferson was elected by the House of Representatives. If it's good enough for Jefferson, I think it's good enough for my boss, Donald Trump. with regards to Sidney Powell, look, Sidney Powell is a warrior princess. What she did for Mike Flynn, a man who was truly crucified politically, who was politically persecuted for 3 years, she's going to go to heaven for that, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if what the New Testament tells us, she has earned her place in eternal salvation. But when it comes to dominion and everything else, I have a very, very specific attitude. We don't need to go there. Maybe Chavez created it. Maybe the votes truly were counted in nefarious data centers in Spain or Germany. I don't really care, because you don't have the time or the bandwidth to prove that international aspect. And we have enough evidence. We have hundreds of thousands of ballots being counted illegally. We have 40,000 duplicate ballots being counted in Arizona alone. So stay, you know, Occam's razor is superb. Stick with the simple stuff first, and we have more than enough evidence. The abstruse outre theories, we can get to that after the president is sworn back into office. But God bless her for what she is doing and has done for Mike Flynn.
We know she's going to heaven because she believes in what Jesus did on the cross, but her mansion in heaven, her mansion is going to be so big, but we're not going to be able to be covetous of it somehow in heaven, but it's going to be huge. I got to tell you, I think you're right. I think that we don't need to go there to have this president clearly elected, but when he is reelected or proved to have been reelected, I think we will have to go there, because This is part of the swamp. In other words, this is where Joe Biden and China and the forces of global communism come into the mix. I mean, the idea that Americans wouldn't think that the tremendously evil Chinese communists would do anything, absolutely anything, to try to destroy our power here in America, because we are the threat to their power, and on and on and on. So obviously, I hope that Sidney prevails in that. But to get to what you were just saying.
Let me be clear. So don't misunderstand me. The idea that a Canadian company is contracted to count the votes in America and to count them outside the territorial expanse of this nation, I'm sorry, that's just absurd. We are the only nation on God's green earth that put men on the moon 6 times. And we can't count ballots here in America. Oh, and by the way, a Canadian company that the Canadian government refuses to use to count ballots in the Canadian election. So, number one, it's an outrage that any company that isn't American was involved, and any company should be involved. It should be run by local governments. Secondly, let me be clear with regards to the bigger picture of what's going on right now. The scales fell from my eyes when I entered the White House. I thought I'd be coming in to do counterterrorism work like I'd done for the Defense Department. But once you get the clearances, once you read the intelligence reports, you realize we'll deal with ISIS, we'll deal with Al-Qaeda, we'll even deal with Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The only strategic threat we face is China. And if you want to know how bad it is, in my second book, I write about what I learned in the White House in terms of the strategic threat posed by the largest communist regime in the world today. And that's the book, Why We Fight. But I tweeted this morning, and it's going viral. Let's just be clear what's going on. First, it was Bill Clinton and the Chinese, with the illegal funds that went into his campaign, with the Chinese secrets that were, quote unquote, stolen from our defense industry when he was president. Then it was Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein, who in her 80s is still a senator, who for 20 years, Eric, had a Chinese intelligence operative as her chauffeur for 20 years, and nothing happens to her. Then it's Hunter Biden. It's the tapes from his laptop where he admits that he is in business with the most senior Chinese intelligence official. And now it's Eric Swalwell, who I tweeted it out. Now I think he's got 90,000 likes already. Eric Swalwell, why have you not denied sleeping with the Chinese intelligence officer, Christine Feng? Why is it hard for you to do that? And how is it that she got an intern into your congressional office?
This is out of a novel. This is out of a movie, but it's happening. It has happened. And it will continue to happen unless folks like us keep screaming about it. Because
I missed the most important thing. So Clinton, Feinstein, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Eric Swalwell. And then what happens? We choose a non-politician to be the commander-in-chief. And he says, basta. He says, stop. No more China being undermining our nation through the Democrat Party. And that's the real reason they impeach him. That's why they're stealing this election, because Donald Trump realized the threat to America, initiated a trade war, and said, no, China, no more fentanyl, no more mass murder of our Americans, no more trade wars, no more espionage across the United States. And that's the real reason, Eric, why they have to take him down.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with MyPillow, you may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast. You'll get shut out. Make like a Mr. Meek, and you'll get...
Folks, welcome back. People make mistakes sometimes for really wicked reasons, and sometimes it's an innocent mistake. But we have to be clear that granting China most favored nation status and opening our arms to them and so on, it's a little complicated, but there was simply a lot of greed. In other words, if you have made an idol that you worship, it's called the free market, and you really believe that the free market will deliver every other kind of freedom, you don't have to have any moral constraints. You can do business with the devil. If the devil pays you money, or the Nazi party pays you money to kill Jews for your technology to help them kill Jews, you say, well, it'll work it out. The free market is just, it works everything out. That's nonsense. The free market, independent of virtue and morality and so on and so forth, it doesn't work. That was part of the deal we did. There was naivete toward the communists, which we've always seen on the left, but there was naivete with regard to what freedom is and to what the free market could do on the right, combined with greed. We're going to go to a break, but I just want to say, Sebastian, it's an amazing thing, because if you want to talk about the evil on both sides, on the Republicans and the Democrats, opening our arms to China and allowing them to gain the power that we allowed them to gain, that if not for Donald Trump, they would still be gaining like crazy. It's the sort of thing that, you know, you have to, there's a reckoning. This is that reckoning. And you're quite right. The forces against Trump are tremendous. They cannot allow him to continue.
So let me be clear. And I'm not correcting you. I just want our listeners and our viewers to understand what you described with regards to America's opening to China and you know, the worshiping the private sector and free markets. That's not capitalism. That's not capitalism.
I agree. You know, that's exactly right.
Michael Novak wrote the book, or the books, the late, great Michael Novak. Free markets and capitalism do not exist without moral content. My wife's family owned the oldest steel factory in America, and she wrote the history book of the family, of the company, and she found something remarkable. She was given the ledgers from 100 years ago, and she went through these massive ledgers, and she found that her great-great-grandfather took no salary for the period of the Depression. Zero salary for years. The Cornell Ironworks. This is Cornell Ironworks in New York. Yeah. And he took no, these are the guys that built the first skyscrapers, the first interior of the skyscrapers. He took no wages for himself and his family because he wanted to use that money to feed the people who didn't have work in the factory. That is an element of capitalism. It's not profit for the sake of profit. It is a much broader system that must have a moral compass. And let me be clear here. And I said this when I was, right after I left the White House, when I wrote my second book. Let me be clear here. It is perhaps the biggest mistake we ever made in modern history. When Henry Kissinger, who I'm no fan of, I don't think this is a super brain, when Henry Kissinger convinced Nixon that, hey, let's open towards China, and then we'll help China, we'll divide them from the Soviet Union. That decision laid the seeds for everything from fentanyl to the illegal islands to Eric Swalwell's affair with that Chinese intelligence asset, on and on. We made it possible to the point at which today, think of this, Twitter is censoring the President of the United States tweets, while Google is in bed with Communist China, helping them censor the internet from in front of all of their citizens. Go to China and type into Google Tiananmen Square massacre. You will find nothing because Google has made sure that it's scrubbed. And if you plug it in three times, guess what? You'll get that 2 a.m. knock on the door and you will be taken out off to those labor camps. Thanks to Google and thanks to people like Jack Dorsey.
I have brought this up in the past, but I don't have the details. I would love to go a little bit further with you on this. My sense of right and wrong, I am outraged when I think that a company like Google that is here in the United States making hundreds of billions of dollars off of American citizens because of our freedom, because of our system, they're able to do that. It seems to me that their willingness and they're actually helping the Chinese communists do evil, oppress human beings. You hear people say it. There ought to be a law. It ought not to be possible for a company like Google in the United States to do something like this. It is, to my mind, entirely equal to if I said I'm gonna work with Hitler to kill Jews, and I'm going to make a lot of money, and it's none of your business. I would say in America, it would be our business, and we would do everything we can to crush that company.
Look, call me biased. I admit that my parents suffered as children under fascism. My father was persecuted, arrested, and tortured by the communist secret police. But I think even those who don't have that family background can be convinced. Why is the only nation on God's earth founded on the principle of individual liberty and freedom, with the oldest written constitution on the planet? 30. Why are we doing any business with a communist dictatorship? I don't think there should be any excuse for doing business with a nation that has slave labor camps.
I'm gonna go. We're gonna go to a break, and Sebastian, I'm gonna drag you into another segment because I've wanted to talk about this for the longest time. Folks, do not go away. But where were all your shoulders when we cried? Were the darlings on the sideline dreaming up such cherished lies to whisper in your ear before you die? It's party time for the guys in the town, oh baby. Folks, I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka. So why am I talking? Sebastian,
look, yes.
You, the reason I love you and admire you is because you say things that I know are right and true, and very few people are saying them. I sometimes say that my parents also suffered under the wickedness of communism. So I was raised to despise the communists, to know that they are evil and that there is evil in this world. And I was always fascinated when my, you know, my American friends who'd grown up in America, their parents had grown up in America, they had some kind of a naivete toward evil. They'd never seen real evil. And so I speak about it when I can. But you know about this. And we were just talking about, you mentioned that you don't think American companies ought to be able to do business with the wicked communists in China. Why? Because we care about the Chinese people, and why would we want to help their oppressors? But how do you see that working? Do you see it? In other words, I think that there's some, rhino free market worshiping Republicans, conservatives who they are not on this page. They don't seem to care that there's slave labor in China. I mean, Apple and Nike and other companies. I mean, am I mistaken that Nike uses Uyghur Muslim slave labor and we buy
Nike's products are built by subcontractors that use the produce from Uyghur slave labor camps. That's right. That's why right now Nike and others are trying to boycott and sabotage a draft bill on Capitol Hill that will stop any U.S. business with slave labor businesses in China. And they're trying to block it. I mean, think of that. Look, we have to do a better job. You do it every day. I do it every day. But we need to have a groundswell of people understand the very simple thing you just said. Evil is real. For me, it's easy. We have to tell these kinds of stories. My parents escaped communism. I'm born a free man in a free country. But as a child, I'm 7 years old. I'm on the beach. My father comes out of the ocean. He was a great sportsman, loved to swim. He walks out of the sea. And I see something on his wrist that I'd never noticed before. And like a stupid little child, I say, "Hey, Dad, what are those lines on your wrists?" And without hesitating, without skipping a beat, with you know, no real emotion, he says, "Son, that's where the secret police bound my wrists together with wire behind my back so they could hang me from the ceiling of the torture chamber." Now, that's when my life bifurcates. That's when my life changes forever, because I know from that point onward that evil isn't a thing in fairy tales with witches and gingerbread houses. Evil is real, and it exists in the heart of men, and it walks the earth. And that's why it's easy for me to do what I do, to call it out and to say, "Google, you're evil." But most Americans have no idea. Why? Because they're blessed. They were born here in a continent-sized planet that has never been invaded. And they have to hear the stories of the Cuban children who were, you know, put on life rafts to cross shark-infested waters for 70 miles. Nobody does that to come to a bad country. They do that to escape socialism. So we have to tell the human stories. That's why whatever book I write, there's one chapter on my parents and their experiences under fascism and communism. Because, Eric, the sad thing is, most Americans have no idea.
That's, I mean, as I said, that's been so clear to me that I, you know, you don't, you don't realize you know something that's a big deal until you bump into people who don't know it. And you think you're kidding. I've got to tell you, the evil of communism. I mean, when you describe what you just did, anyone can imagine that someone using wires to bind someone to hold it. It's so evil, so monstrous. And people do this in communist countries. This is what they do. They don't care. You can say anything you want about the United States of America. We've done some terrible things, but let's think about this, folks. Let's think about this. What do we believe in? What do we say is wrong and right? If we hear stories like that, those people go to jail. We do not let that happen. Anybody who's cynical enough to think, oh, sure. No, in America, we stand against that sort of thing, and we always have, and by the grace of God, we always will. But people need to understand there are countries where they do that, and there are countries that fight the people who do that. This is one of the countries that fights the people that do that.
The distinction is clear. When bad things happen in this country, when a George Floyd is killed, we know it's bad. When these things happen in a communist country, it is part of the bloody system. And this is one of the most evil aspects of the left's ideology today. It posits a moral equivalency. America is not inherently racist. America went to war in the biggest war of its life to stop slavery. 600,000 Americans killed. Why? Because we knew it was inherently wrong. So this is the left wants to convince you that we are the problem. No. America is the solution. Those who posit that America is bad, they are the problem.
I'm with you on that, my friend. We just got a moment to get back to this election.
Yes.
People listening right now saying, what should I do? You're saying they should contact their state legislators.
Correct.
And do you mean those who live in swing states, or do you mean those who live in any state in the union?
In any state, because it is clear we had broad, systematic voter fraud across America. And you have to send a message that no state house can certify this election. Think of just the metrics. Donald Trump, after 4 years of being called a white supremacist, a Nazi, a misogynist, an Islamophobe, gets 10 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. He gets the highest vote from Hispanics and Blacks since the 1960s for a Republican president. And he got the most votes of any incumbent president. And the idea that Biden, Beijing Biden, hiding in his basement, got more votes, we know it's a lie. We know it's been stolen. So if you're in a swing state, if you're not in a swing state, you must bring the heat to bear on the state legislatures, and they must not certify. They must not bring those electoral college votes to the floors of their legislatures.
I'm just glad you made that clear. I think you're quite right. Everybody listening to this, and many people will watch this video, you have the ability to contact your state legislators, to contact your governors, to contact the Secretary of State of your state. And I think you must do that, folks. You have to find out. There are websites. There are email addresses. There are phone numbers. I beg you to do this, folks. Sebastian Gorka, my friend, a joy to have you. God bless you. To be continued.
God bless you and your viewers and listeners. Thank you, Eric.
Folks, oh my gosh, we've got big news. We didn't mention it during this whole interview with Sebastian Gorka. Alvin, what are we thinking? This is big news. This is seriously, no joke. Big news. Okay. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern, TBN is re-airing our Christmas special. Folks, some of you don't even know we did a Christmas special a year ago. In the time before COVID, Albin and I and Chris and Phil Robertson and Victoria Jackson and Melanie Penn. And I'm forgetting somebody else. Broadway Voices International. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. Mike Lindell was there. It was
unbelievable. We filmed a family-friendly 70s-style musical comedy Christmas variety special. Not holiday, Christmas variety special. It is airing tomorrow night. It's an hour long. It is insane. You will not believe it. If you haven't seen it, folks, you won't believe it. You can see some clips at our YouTube channel. We posted that. But this is tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern.
And I got to say, I've worked for this show 3.5 years now, I think it is. And it's the most fun I've ever had for the 2 weeks that we spend filming and shooting.
Oh, are you kidding? This is drudgery compared to that. That was like the most insane fun thing. Folks, I'm telling you. Now, if you live in Pacific time on Saturday, this Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific, they're going to re-air it at that late hour. So it's 1 a.m.
Right. If you don't live on the West Coast, move there just to see it on Saturday, right?
Move there. Fly there. But so tomorrow, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, obviously 3 p.m. Pacific. Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific. But I promise you, if you have not seen this, you won't believe what we did. I mean, Albin, I'm not making this up. It's the most insane. It's a total full-blown variety. I mean, I sing Elton John's Step Into Christmas on the top of a double-decker bus going down Fifth Avenue. There's a crowd on the bus. I'm lip-syncing to my own recording of that. We do a parody of A Christmas Carol. Albin, you play the street urchin. Yep. People think I'm making this up. This is real. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m., it will air on TBN. Now, you got to find out where TBN is on your dial in case you don't know. You got better find out today. Tape it if you can't watch it at 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow because you don't want to miss it.
You wouldn't know that was made a year ago because you mentioned, of course, that de Blasio is a communist, and he's still a communist, so there's no...
Yeah, he's even more of a communist. So this is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I'm telling you, I cannot say enough. It is the looniest thing. I sing and dance with Victoria Jackson. We have sketches. Chris Himes, who's not here right now, wrote these genius comedy sketches. I perform in them with Victoria Jackson. Albin is in the sketches. He plays Elf on a Shelf. I mean, the whole thing is so nuts. If you do not check this out. All right. So I'm just telling you, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. TBN. Also want to tell you, don't forget about CSI. Free a slave. Do this for Christmas. Do this for somebody in your family in their name. You can free a slave. You can go to CSI. That's at our website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. And if you don't go to my store or MyPillow.com and use the code Eric, I'm gonna be hurt. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. You can buy the Muggsy books. You can buy all the Muggsy books, all the Caveman books, the Bonhoeffer, it goes on and on. Stick around.